Rock 107 WIRX. Good morning. Welcome to the Plan B Morning Show. Brock broadcasting live this morning from Slumberland, right on Napier.
Mm-hmm.
With me right now.
How you doing?
Hunter.
Yeah, doing well.
You got up, man.
Yep.
Bright-eyed and bushy-tailed.
Yeah, all excited. Excited to be here.
Well, obviously, today we got my own duffel bag going on, benefiting Berrien County Foster Children. We are so excited about today. You need to come out and see us. And help out these kids. We're going to keep you posted on everything going on. Basically, you can come out, donate a duffel bag or other things that could go in a duffel bag if you, you know, have that option available to you.
Mm-hmm.
Hygiene products.
Right. Toothbrush.
Yeah.
Anything.
Yeah, anything. Something that you think would be good for these kids to have. And then, of course, the duffel bags, and then we're going to get it to them so they have something of their own and, you know, at least feel something solid for sure in their life. Because, you know, sometimes...
I already had a few people show up excited about the day, so this is going to be interesting.
It's going to be good. All right, well, we're going to check back in just a few. It's my own duffel bag live today from Slumberland Furniture. It's Brock and Hunter on WIRX. Good morning. Welcome to the show. 6:21. Brock with Hunter.
Hey, man. How you doing?
I'm good, buddy. I'm good. It's a great day. We are, of course, broadcasting live today from Slumberland Furniture on Napier. You can't miss us. The big yellow Hummer powered by Digital Vapor Den is out there.
You're going to see a huge parking lot and a big yellow Hummer
up
front.
That's right. You cannot miss it.
Right.
And, of course, the big Slumberland sign. Why are we here today? Well, we are here today for my own duffel bag benefiting Berrien County Foster Children.
That's right. You got two red bags right in front of you. You got actually yesterday for pretty cheap.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And that's the thing is you don't need to break the bank to help these kids out. If you want to, of course, we encourage.
Right.
Break that bank.
Right.
These kids can definitely use the help. It's great. But really, anything helps. So what we're doing is we're stuffing the duffel bag. You can just bring a new duffel bag or stuff to help fill the duffel bags if that's your only option at this point. To Slumberland Furniture, foster kids can use new clothes, toys, hygiene products, you know, anything you think a kid might need.
Right, the kids need, you know, bags of their very own, any kind of products. You know, just imagine going place to place. It's nice to get them something.
Exactly, something that's their own, that they can hold, that they know is always going to be there.
Mm-hmm.
That's great to have. I'm pretty happy. I got a couple emoji pillows in there.
Oh, nice.
Somebody's going to like those. I know I would if I was a kid. So come out and see us. We're going to be broadcasting all day, until 2 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
And so you got plenty of time, whether you're out, you know, before work, you're coming in at lunch, you can sneak away from the office, come out and see us. It's a great day. My own duffel bag benefiting Berrien County Foster Children at Slumberland Furniture. Brock with Hunter. It's WIRX. Hey, good morning. 6:33. It's Brock and Hunter.
Oh, yeah.
Hey.
How you doing?
Good. I can hear my headphones now. It's on one side, so I'm feeling lopsided. Anyway, we are broadcasting live today from Slumberland Furniture here for my own duffel bag, which is I'm so excited about this.
Me too.
I really am.
Me too. We got the coffee brewing. The donuts are ready to be eaten.
Yeah, come by, get a donut.
Mm-hmm.
Drop off your stuff. Help these kids out.
We'll board you.
Otherwise, I'll eat all the donuts, and I will be running around this place until I have a sugar crash and sleep on one of these awesome couches.
Somebody gave Brock too much sugar. He's running around jumping on all the couches.
Kiki's going to be so mad. Who gave Brock that much sugar?
Right.
But it is. We are eat without sugar. I think we're on a high right now just because I feel great, so great about this event. My own duffel bag, helping out the foster kids in Berrien County and around the area. And tell them what this is all about, Hunter.
This is exactly like the duffel bags we have right in front of us. You went to what, Walmart yesterday?
Yeah.
Just picked up something cheap. You stuffed it. What do you have in the bags?
I got some hygiene products. I got a toothbrush, some dental floss, you know, some hand wipes in case, you know, if you're up on the move, you need some hand wipes.
Just your basic needs.
Yeah.
You know, you can go down one of those aisles, you know, they have like the travel size
exactly.
stuff.
Exactly.
Just stuff the bag full of that stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, it's that easy.
Every little bit helps. Obviously, May is National Foster Care Month, and we are here to help. We're going to be chatting with a lot of people, too, that are involved in the foster care programs here in the area. They're going to tell you why these are so essential and just more of this great event. My own duffel bag going on until 2 o'clock today. Come out and see us. It's Brock with Hunter, and at 6:35, we'll be back. Good morning. It's 6:45. It's the Plan B Morning Show. Brock with Hunter.
Bright and early.
It is bright. The sun's out.
Yeah.
Forecast for today. Partly sunny, warm, a little more humid. We do have a chance for some rain and thunderstorms the afternoon, high of 82. Tonight, good chance of rain and thunderstorms and a low of 65. Thursday, cloudy in the morning. Rain, thunderstorms, high of 82.
You know, we hit that one nice day.
That one.
And finally, it's summer.
I know. It really did. It turned a corner. Mm-hmm. I don't want to jinx it, but I feel like it turned the corner. Well, we are here enjoying this beautiful morning at Slumberland Furniture on Napier in Benton Harbor. Real quick, let's give a shout out to Slumberland.
Oh, yeah. Looking around this place, plenty of furniture. They're doing their Memorial Day sale.
Yeah, a lot of great savings going on around here.
Kind of eyeballing that sectional couch over there.
You're going to be sleeping on a couch here in probably 20 minutes. I'm going to see if you can make it.
All right.
But even more importantly, for them to open their doors to us, to let us come here and do my own duffel bag, they've had the duffel bag donation box, which, by the way, you know how big a donation box needs to be for duffel bags?
Right.
It's huge.
You know the thing is already filling up, too.
Yeah, yeah. So if it overflows, if our box overfloweth with baggists, I think that'd be great. I am okay with that. So help us just stuff this box so full of duffel bags.
We're going to have to put the duffel bags around it.
Around
like it. A Christmas tree.
We'll have to cover it up. Uh-huh. It's going to be great. It's going to be great. So, again, a huge, huge, huge thank you to Slumberland Furniture and everyone here, Jim, for letting us come in and do this amazing thing to help benefit the Berrien County foster children. Really couldn't have done it without them. So thank you, guys. Uh-huh. All right, so come out and see us. Bring those duffel bags. Bring those items for the duffel bags. Help these kids out and, you know, do something great.
Exactly. So come on down.
Yeah,
we're going to be here till 2 o'clock.
Yeah, exactly. 2 o'clock at 6:47. More to come.
Yeah.
Mario. It's 6:58. Brock with Hunter.
Hey, man.
So we are at Slumberland Furniture today, Benton Harbor, Napier Avenue. We are here today for my own duffel bag. May is National Foster Care Month.
That's right. Here for a good cause.
That's right. We are stuffing duffel bags to help the Berrien County foster children.
All right. Had some people drop some off. The bin is filling up.
Yes.
And hopefully it's going to be overflown by the end of the day.
I think it will be. We're doing this until 2 o'clock, so you still got plenty of time. We know you got work to do, but you stop by and see us real quick. Like I said, the first guy that came in, he was in and out.
In and split. Out. Took him 10 seconds.
He probably was early to work yet.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
And he had a big smile on his face.
He did. And I think that's the big thing is you can feel good about doing something great, helping out these kids. You know, most of us were fortunate enough to have parents there. We had that we had that solid thing that we could count on. You know, some kids don't have that, man, and that's heartbreaking, and things change. They got to move around. This, we're trying to give them something solid that's theirs, that they can hold to, that they know is going to be there no matter what.
Right, going place to place, it's hard.
Yeah, something of their own. So it's something so small, something that most of us, pretty much all of us would take for granted, but these kids definitely won't. So come out, bring us a duffel bag, a new gently used clothes, hygiene products, all those things help. And really, everything helps. So come out and see us here till 2. It's my own duffel bag at Slumberland Furniture. Brock with Hunter. We'll be back. It's WIRX.
Yes.
It's warm. Well, the lovely voice you hear next to me is Darlene Leonard.
Good morning.
Good morning. Boy, you were up bright and early. Usually I don't make you get up until, you know, like get to the studio until 7:30. So I appreciate you coming out.
Oh, you're welcome.
Now, Darlene, you are the Michigan Youth Opportunity Initiative Coordinator.
Correct. MYOI Coordinator.
Whew. All right. We'll stick with MYOI. That's I don't have to breathe as big. Anyway, what do you do exactly? Tell the listeners.
Well, I work with youth between the ages of 14 and 21 and all the way up to 25. What I do is provide the tools for the youth to be self-sufficient and independent.
Okay. And why is that so key? The things that you teach them, what's so important about the different skills they're learning?
Well, it's so important because often youth age out of foster care, and they don't have the tools that they need to take care of themselves. Mm-hmm. So what this program does is provide those tools. We have people come in and offer the training that's necessary so that they can go out into the community and be self-sufficient and not come back in because of issues that they've had, or perhaps they're in the system, they've been incarcerated, or, you know, find themselves homeless. We want to make sure that they can thrive and survive in our community.
Awesome, awesome. And I think that's so important. You know, again, what Hunter and I have talked about, having those parents around or not having those parents around, sometimes you can get lost.
Absolutely.
And you guys bring these kids back, keep them on the right track. I think that's so important, so key. Teaching them life lessons, how they can take care of themselves and into adulthood, which is a scary time.
It is very scary. You know, when you've been pulled from your home, it's not easy to go to a different home. Mm-hmm. It's not easy, you know, finding the skills that you need to be able to take care of yourself, and you feel alone.
Yeah.
But, you know, they're not alone. MYOI is here to support. The foster care workers are there to support, mm-hmm. also the caregivers. So, you know, the community at DHHS is there to help them be self-sufficient so that they can survive.
Wonderful. And, of course, we are helping you guys out today. You're helping us out. We're helping you. Everyone's
Absolutely.
Helping everybody. It's great. Well, come out. Say hello to Darlene. Everyone here. Alex is hanging out. We're going to talk to him in a little bit. He's getting a donut right now. Is that donut good? Yeah, it is. All right. We'll check in a little bit later. My own duffel bag, Slumberland Furniture. Thank you, Darlene.
Thank you.
It's WIRX. Hunter.
Hey, man.
How you doing, buddy? You sucking down that coffee like it's going out of style.
Yeah, it's bright and early. Having a good time down here at Slumberland.
What was the last time you were up this early?
Probably last week at some point.
Yeah,
I couldn't sleep.
Week.
I couldn't sleep one of those nights last week.
So you just stayed up all night.
Right.
That's different than going to bed.
Exactly.
I was in bed by 8:30. You know, bright-eyed, bushy-tailed.
Just an old man.
That's right. But we are here, of course, today for my own duffel bag, benefiting Berrien County foster children. May is National Foster Care Month, mm-hmm. and we figured, what better time than now to help out the kids in our area, Southwest
right.
Michigan.
So we set a goal.
Yes.
Trying to get 30 bags today.
30 bags.
What do we have at about 10?
I think I counted about 8.
Okay.
So what we need is your help. If we don't get 30 bags, they're going to take us out back with a garden hose. No, that's not true. They wouldn't do that.
I will beat you with a rubber hose.
But no, Hunter and I set this goal after the tutelage of our GM, who said, you know what? This is what we got to do. Let's do it.
Come on.
I think 30 is something that we can do. Obviously, if we get more than 30, we're not stopping at 30, but we need your help.
Exactly. Just go down to the store, grab a duffel bag. We need like toothbrushes, toothpaste, deodorant, shampoo. Soap, blankets, pillows, bed sheets, anything. Just stuff it.
We were talking before with some wonderful people that work with the foster kids, and they put it perfectly. If it's something that you think your kids or maybe your niece mm-hmm. or your nephews, if you think it's something that they would need, these kids need it.
Exactly.
That simple, that easy.
Mm-hmm.
So help us out. It's going to be great. It's such a great cause. We're going to be meeting the kids that are in the foster care program who have gone through it. Mm-hmm. Foster parents we're going to meet today. They're going to tell their stories mm-hmm. and why it's so important for them to have this and why it's so important that we support this.
That's right. It's that easy. You know.
Yeah.
Aren't we? We're doing cash and check donations too.
Yeah, as well. Yes. Yeah. So if you don't have time to get a duffel bag or other things, you can do cash donations, write a check. They'll take those as well.
Mm-hmm.
You make those out to the Berrien County DDHS Children's Services. So plenty of ways to give back mm-hmm. today.
And if you're on your way to work, on your way to lunch later on, just stop by.
Do it. We're at Slumberland Furniture, my own duffel bag benefiting Berrien County foster children. It's 7:27. Here's Angry Dave. Good morning. Welcome to the show. 7:39. Forecast for today, partly sunny, warm, humid. Do have a chance for some rain and thunderstorms in a few spots this afternoon. High of 82. Tonight, good chance of rain and showers and thunderstorms continuing on. Low of 65. Thursday, cloudy in the morning. Rain and thunderstorms. High of 82. Friday, rain and storms possible. High of 81.
Perfect for the senior PGA.
That's right. That's right. You know what? We don't need to spoil these golfers. All right? They're pros.
Let's give them a challenge.
It's the senior PGA. It's the amateur.
Welcome to Michigan.
That's right. Let's see what you got, Daly.
He's pretty good, actually.
He is very good. Yeah. He's like my ideal guy.
Right.
Like,
and he always wears the best pants.
He does. The best pants. Anyway, it's Brock with Hunter.
How you doing, man?
We got Wesley Snipes with us as well.
Yep.
Intern Wes.
What's up, Blade?
He got up bright and early. We're up bright and early. Mm-hmm. We are here today for my own duffel bag at Slumberland Furniture in Benton Harbor on Napier. Come out and see us, man. We are here helping these kids mm-hmm. out. We just had a lady come in.
Yeah, lady walked through the door on her way to work, dropped 2 duffel bags off, in, out, and within 15
That's
seconds.
That's it. Hey, we're nice. Uh-huh. If you want to hang out, absolutely. Check out Slumberland. They got a lot of great deals going on.
Exactly.
Check that out.
A lot of different furniture here. We have donuts for you.
Yeah, I'm going to be doing some giveaways. So if you want to hang out, you're more than welcome to. But also, if you're in in a hurry, you just need to drop off, you can do that too. We just want to see you, and we know you want to help out. We got a goal set up. So let's see. We said 30. We just got two more. I think we're around 8, so we're probably about 10.
10 or 11. Yeah.
We're doing this until 2 o'clock. Mm-hmm. You still got plenty of time to come out here. Help us reach our goals. So we can really just make this a banner event. Man.
Very easy. Just grab a bag, you know, fill it with like toothbrush, toothpaste, deodorant, shampoo, just anything.
Water bottles are great, you know. So they got that. Just think about what your kids, if you have kids, or you know, maybe nephews or young cousins, think about something they would need in their everyday life, and that works for them. All right.
Mm-hmm.
So come out and see us. My Own Duffel Bag, benefiting Berrien County Foster Children at Slumberland Furniture. Brock with Hunter, intern Wes. We'll be back. WIRX. Good morning. Welcome to the show, 752. Brock with Hunter.
Hey, man.
Broadcasting live today for My Own Duffel Bag.
That's right. We're located at Slumberland Furniture, a big parking lot. You'll see the screaming yellow Hummer out front, powered by Digital Vapor Den between Union and M139. Can't miss it.
Can't miss it. Yes, that's right. The screaming yellow Hummer is out there, powered by Digital Vapor Den. And if you see that, you know we're around.
Mm-hmm.
And we're doing something awesome. Speaking of awesome, Lee just came in.
Slow clap.
Is that right?
Give him the slow clap.
Yeah. Came in. He asked, do you take donations? Yes, we do. Mm-hmm. Lee, you rock.
Don't tell nobody. You're in my image.
Now you got a sparkling image helping out the kids, man. No, we appreciate it. You're a handsome fellow. That's an inside joke between Lee and us. But again, if you can't do a duffel bag, if maybe it's, I'm running late, I don't have time, we take donations. Mm-hmm. You can bring in cash donations, checks. That is well appreciated. They can use those funds to help the kids out. Be like Lee. Be awesome. Mm-hmm. Come in. Help us out.
Can't stress that enough, cash or check.
Yep.
Like I said, if you can't find a duffel bag, you don't have time, just come on in.
That's right. We still are here. We got donuts. You can come in. Get on that. Say hi to Hunter and myself. We have a goal.
We do have a goal.
10 more duffel bags. Well, 30 is the number we're aiming for. Mm-hmm. By 9, we need 10 more duffel bags.
I think that's reachable.
If we do that, we're going to make the intern do something stupid slash funny slash hilarious slash embarrassing for
us. We got an intern now.
I know. I'm so excited. I can tell by the day he gets more and more scared. Anyway, we're still broadcasting live until 2. Slumberland Furniture for My Own Duffel Bag. It's Brock with Hunter. We'll be back. It's WIRX. Good morning. It is 8:16, broadcasting live today from Slumberland Furniture on Napier and Benton Harbor between M139 and Union. We are here for My Own Duffel Bag, benefiting the Berrien County Foster Children. Just look for the screaming yellow Hummer powered by Digital Vapor Den sitting out front. And, of course, you can't miss the huge Slumberland sign. Brock needs his Red Bull to get the morning started. No, we're having a great time here. Huge thanks again to Slumberland for letting us come out, broadcast all day. We're going to be here until 2. Come out and see us. I have a very special guest with me right now. Alex, good morning.
Good morning.
You were up bright and early with us, man.
Definitely.
Well, Alex, we have you here today because you actually did stuff. You went through the Michigan Youth Opportunities Initiative.
Right.
And let's talk about that because we're helping them out today. We're helping support them. What did MYOI do for you?
MYOI helped me a lot throughout this program and throughout the foster care system. They helped me to get a vehicle and with a lot of financial literacy. They helped me to get a job, mm-hmm. and throughout the community, they are a big part with a lot of foster children, mm-hmm. and to just help out a lot. They're a big backer.
Yeah, yeah, and so not only did they help you get a vehicle, help you find a job, helped you with life skills, just all these things you needed to become into adulthood and getting started in that life.
They are.
That's great, man. And of course, it's providing such an amazing service. In your opinion, why do people need to help out? Why is it so important to help out?
A lot of foster kids coming out of the system and ones who are in the system, they don't have a lot. And things that are donated during the My Own Duffel Bag program will go to good use.
Yeah, they will. They will. Well, good. Well, we're so happy that you had MYOI there. I'm sure you're happy that it was there to support
Definitely.
And help out. And unfortunately, you got to go to work today at 3, man.
Of course.
Were up early. Did you get in a nap at all today?
Probably not.
Oh, man.
I'm happy to be here.
Well, good. Well, we're happy to have you here, and we're just happy that you were able to get that help and all the kids that MYOI helps out and everyone. So, Alex, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
And thanks for powering through with us, man. I know we're all going to be sleepy by the end of the day. We're broadcasting live today, Slumberland Furniture for my own duffel bag. It's the Plan B Morning Show on WIRX. We'll be back.
That's terrible.
Good morning. Welcome to the show. It's the Plan B Morning Show. What time is it? I forgot to look. It's 8:34, Brock with Hunter.
Time's flying.
It is flying,
That's
man.
That's because we're having a good time down here. Slumberland Furniture.
We're having a great time, man. My own duffel bag going strong. People coming in, donating stuff. Mm. I think we still need, I think, eight?
Eight donations.
Eight donations until we make intern Wesley Snipes do something crazy. I've been toying with maybe like a donut. Something involving a donut.
You have a lot of good ideas for the intern.
I do. I'm very excited. Yeah. I thought of another bit. I can't say anything about it yet.
You know what I think it is? I think it's because you were an intern at one time.
Yes.
You went through the gauntlet.
Oh, dude. I was.
And now it's your turn to.
And it's been years that it's been building up. And so I'm just going to let it all out on you, buddy. He's so scared. Right. He's got that scared puppy.
Right, though. You can tell. He's trembling.
That's right. He's got the scared puppy that just peed on the carpet. And he knows the newspaper's getting rolled up. Anyway, on to what we're doing today. My own duffel bag benefiting Berrien County foster children. May is National Foster Care Month, so it's a perfect time to help these kids out.
Extremely easy to find us. We're at Slumberland Furniture between Union and M139. Big parking lot. You'll see the screaming yellow Hummer up front, powered by Digital Vapor Dent. We're just right inside the doors.
Yes, come in. You can bring in those duffel bags. You can bring in items to stuff duffel bags.
Mm-hmm.
What can they bring in, Hunter?
Lots of stuff. Toothbrush, toothpaste, deodorant, stuffed animals, water bottles, soap, blankets, you know, bed sheets, pillows, anything.
Yeah.
Anything that you think your kid would like.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. And, I mean, you think about it. It's such simple stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Stuff that we take for granted every single day that these kids need. They will appreciate. It will help out immensely. When we talked to Alex before, he mentioned it. It will go to great use for these kids.
Exactly. And if you're crunched on time, just come by. Cash donation, check.
That's
donation
right.
is accepted
you
as well.
You can do that as well. So plenty of ways to help out a great cause. We're going to be talking with more people here in a little bit. So stick around. It's my own duffel bag benefiting Berrien County foster children at Slumberland Furniture. It's Brock. It's Hunter. It's WIRX. We'll be back. Good morning to you.
Good
morning.
What a great day.
It's a great day. I lost it. I went from Irish to Scottish. I lost it. Anyway, it's Brock with Hunter.
Hey, man. How you doing?
I'm doing great, buddy. It is 8:54 broadcasting live today from Slumberland Furniture.
That's right. Easy to find, right? In between Union, M139, Slumberland Furniture, big parking lot, screaming yellow Hummer up front, powered by Digital Vapor Den. We're right inside the doors.
If you miss that Hummer, get your eyes checked.
Right.
It's yellow, it's bright.
And it's big.
It's big. Like my ex-wife. What? That's a weird thing to say. Anyway, we are having a great time. Of course, my own duffel bag benefiting Berrien County foster children. What an amazing day. We've already had so many awesome people come in. Dustin came in.
Right.
He said he heard us. He literally was driving, said he heard us on there. Didn't have a duffel bag, anything like that, but he had cash. He made a cash donation.
Mm-hmm. Big shout out to Dustin, man. Yeah, thanks, you so much.
Keith came in right after, dropped off a bag of awesome stuff.
Mm-hmm. And then we had Ken walked through the door. He dropped off some stuffed animals, a duffel bag full of stuff.
Yeah.
And, I mean, look at this stuffed animal he dropped off.
It's great as a
white
tiger, man.
It's like Siegfried and Roy over there.
These kids are going to be so happy. I thank you, everyone, so much. And it's not over yet. We're doing this until 2 o'clock. You still got plenty of time.
Mm-hmm.
I think we need maybe two more donations.
I think you're right.
And then the intern is going to do some interny stuff, which means embarrassing / funny / well, funny for us, embarrassing for him.
He's a little nervous.
He's as he should be. But it's been great so far. Thank you, everyone. It's May is National Foster Care Month, and that's why we're doing this, helping out the kids in the area. So you can come out. Bring a duffel bag to Slumberland Furniture. You can new clothes, toys, hygiene products, so much more. We are here. We want to see you.
Also taking cash check donations
as
well.
Of course. So come out and see us. Slumberland Furniture in Benton Harbor. My own duffel bag. It's Brock. It's Hunter. It's a Plan B Morning Show. It's WIRX. We'll be back. Hey there. Good morning. Brock here. broadcasting live. It is the Plan B Morning Show. I forgot to look at the time. It's 9:15. Bright and early in the morning. This morning has flown by. My own duffel bag is what we're doing today, benefiting Berrien County foster children. Hanging out at Slumberland Furniture on Napier in Benton Harbor between M139 and Union. Come out and see us. We're going to be doing this until 2, so you still got plenty of time to come out and help us help the kids, the foster kids of this area. And speaking of helping foster kids, I have Abby with me.
Yes.
Good morning.
Good morning to you.
How are you?
I'm fantastic.
Now, Abby, tell everyone what you do.
I'm a foster care worker with the Berrien County Department of Health and Human Services.
Okay.
So my job, I work with the children once they've come into foster care, and I make sure that they have everything that they need, which includes their duffel bag full of goodies.
How long you been working?
I've been with the department for 3 years now.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. Awesome. So you've seen a lot of kids, I'm sure, coming through, going through a lot of different situations. Why is, in your opinion, so I'm not patting myself on the back because I know what a great thing this is. Why is this such an important thing?
It's so important because these children sometimes come into care with nothing. Mm-hmm. And it's really important that they have something that is only theirs. They come into foster homes. It's a strange place. It's a strange family. Mm-hmm. So having the duffel bag full of items that is only for them is so important that they have something to hang on to and connect to.
Absolutely. And you know, so many times we take such the simplest things for granted. A toothbrush, for gosh sake. You know, we don't think about it. Some of these kids don't even have that.
You're right.
And so we can provide that for them. It will make such a difference. You can come out, donate those. And then as kids go on, just talk about that process and how you work them through that.
Well, when they're in foster care, we help them to have all their needs met, mm-hmm. and we work with the parents, and hopefully they end up returning home at some point, and so that they can, you know, grow and do well in school and make those connections and relationships with some of the teams we have and the MYOI that we talked about mm-hmm. earlier, that they have those opportunities while they're in foster care.
Well, that's amazing. You do amazing work, and I commend you. As a guy who just sits behind the mic and flaps his gums, I really appreciate what you do, and just all the props go to you and all your coworkers for helping out these kids who just want a normal childhood like the rest of us, and thank you for everything that you do.
Thank you.
Of course. Come out and see us. My own duffel bag. You can help us out in even the simplest of ways. We're taking cash donations. Of course, you bring in those duffel bags. We're getting that box just stuffed full, and we want that thing overflowing. So come out and see us at Slumberland Furniture. My own duffel bag. It's WIRX. Good morning.
That's right. We're the road crew.
We are the road crew. Crushing it this morning.
Crewing it up.
It's just crew-tastic. That's great. That's great radio right there. My own duffel bag still going strong. It's Brock with Hunter. We're at Slumberland Furniture.
Can't miss it. It's between Union, M139, Slumberland Furniture. Big yellow Hummer up front. If you can't see the Hummer, yeah, like you said earlier, you might want to get your eyes checked.
Get your eyes checked.
All right, it's powered by Digital Vapor Den. We're right inside the doors. Can't miss us.
Yeah. So, first, before we move on, tell you what's going on here, I want to say a huge thank you to Slumberland Furniture mm-hmm. for letting us come out here broadcast live. We're going to be doing this until 2.
All right.
We're going to chat with...
I'm pretty sure Slumberland's got a lot of Memorial Day sales.
They
going
do.
On.
We're going to be chatting with some Slumberland employees, mm-hmm. and they're going to fill us in on some amazing savings. So, not only can you stop by and help out the foster kids of Berrien County. Mm-hmm. You can also, you know, if you're looking for a couch, looking for a chair.
Hey, it's two birds, one stone.
That's right.
Come on down, Bob.
We're basically making it easy on you is all what right. we're doing. So come out and see us. Of course, my own duffel bag. What it is you can help out the foster kids in this area. You can bring toys, hygiene products, new clothes, duffel bags. We've already had people bring in so much. You can make cash donations. Mm-hmm. All sorts of ways you can help out.
All right. Just stop on by. Like I said, it took a couple people 15 seconds. They walked in, dropped a duffel bag off, some cash.
That's it.
And went to work.
Yep. Back on your day. So come out and see us at Slumberland Furniture. Brock with Hunter until 2 p.m. for my own duffel bag. It's WIRX. Rock 107 WIRX. It's Brock with Hunter, my own duffel bag.
That's right. Slumberland Furniture, can't miss it. Between Union, M139, Napier Avenue, screaming yellow Hummer up front. Can't miss it.
Going on till 2. It's WIRX. Well, hello there.
Hello.
Hello.
How you doing?
I'm doing great. Brock with Hunter, my own duffel bag. We are still going strong, broadcasting live from Slumberland Furniture.
Easy to find between Union and 139 Napier Avenue. Slumberland Furniture, huge parking lot. See a big yellow Hummer up front. And we're right behind the doors.
We're right behind the doors. You're seeing our smiling faces as soon as you walk in.
Right. Lucky you.
You're going to be here until 3 p.m. doing this. Big, exciting, wonderful news, everybody.
Yeah, huge news.
Huge news.
We just counted.
We have 30 duffel bags.
It's unbelievable.
That is amazing. I'll be honest. I didn't think we were going to hit it this fast.
Right.
So now we got to up the ante.
Up the ante.
I think because Hunter and I think if we get 50 duffel bags.
We have confidence in our listeners.
We do. Mm-hmm. 50 duffel bags. We can do it. We need your help, though. Help us help these amazing foster kids here in Bering County.
Everybody here helping out, big smiles on their face. They can't believe it either.
We got a great crew with us. I mean, we even got a little two-month-old who's in the foster program. Imagine that.
Right.
2 months old foster program. You're helping out, you know, from that age up.
Mm-hmm.
And every little bit helps.
Not to mention we're taking cash and check donations, too.
Exactly.
And, like, anything helps.
Toothbrushes, hygiene products, teddy bears.
Deodorant.
All sorts of things.
Blankets, pillows.
Just come help out. You have no idea what a difference this is going to make for these kids. So come out and see us. We'd really, really appreciate it. And help us reach our goal of 50. And if we get 50, we're going higher, man.
Boom.
Also, for you out there, we have some awesome free giveaways.
Mm-hmm.
You can come in. We got day passes for the senior PGA. We got Cedar Point tickets. I got some stuff from African Safari Wildlife Park. They're free. They're open to everyone. You don't have to donate anything to get these. I mean,
we had highly suggested.
We highly suggest it. You know, if you want to be a good person and sleep at night, that'd be great. You know, but again, we got those. So come out and see us. Help donate. Help us help these kids. It's my own duffel bag, Slumberland Furniture. It's WIRX.
Let's hit 50. Let's hit 50.
Rock 107 WIRX. Brock with Hunter.
All right. We hit our goal.
Duffel bag. We did. We hit our goal. We're aiming for 50 now.
Mm-hmm.
Come out and see us hanging out at Slumberland Furniture.
All right. We got some people walking in.
Yeah. Dropping off stuff.
Amanda just dropped off. What do you got here, Amanda?
A couple backpacks.
Nice. You can bring in something. Boys, girls, they all need it.
Right.
We're going to talk more in just a little bit. It's Breaking Benjamin out. It's my own duffel bag. Slumberland Furniture. It's WIRX. Rock 107 WIRX. Hello again, Brock here, broadcasting live from Slumberland Furniture for my own duffel bag. Here to help the foster children of Berrien County. And we have a foster kid with us right now. Hi, Jordan. How are you?
I'm good.
Good, good. So are you enjoying the day so far?
Yeah.
Having fun at Slumberland?
Yeah.
That's right. I saw you jumping on some beds back there.
No.
I'm just kidding. Well, Jordan, how old are you?
I'm 16.
You're 16. You driving yet?
Well, I got my permit.
You got your permit. That's always fun.
Yeah.
Is your foster mom just terrified now every time?
Well, she hasn't taken me driving yet.
she's waiting for the right moment. Well, that's exciting. Now, well, let's just talk about your experience, obviously, being a foster kid. Tell us about getting placed and how you felt and that next step in your life. Can you tell us about that?
Well, it was really scary at first. And, like, you kind of feel alone. But, like, once you get in to the home, they make you feel welcomed and, like, you know, you're a part of the family and you're loved.
That's great. That's great. I think that's such an amazing thing that most kids, they don't have to think about. Just that simple thing, just feeling loved, having a safe place. And we're just so happy you got placed. And it seems like your foster parents are pretty cool.
They are.
And they'll take you on. And just remember, turn signal, look both ways. Okay? So what do you think about my own duffel bag? What do you think about this event?
Okay, these duffel bags are amazing.
Yeah.
Like, they're great. Like, my duffel bag came with so much amazing stuff, and I was so thankful for it. It really helps out.
That's amazing. So you had your own. Do you still have it?
Yeah.
You do? See, there you go. So she's been placed. She still has that solid thing. And, you know, maybe when you go off to college, you can throw it in the back of the car and say, See you, Mom and Dad. Go and have some fun, huh?
Yeah.
Sound good?
Yeah.
All right, cool. Well, good. Well, Jordan, thank you so much. You are a doll, and we're so happy that you got placed. And thank you for sharing your story. We really appreciate it.
You're welcome.
All right. We're going to keep this going. It's my own duffel bag, Slumberland Furniture. You can help out kids like Jordan, many other ones. And it's so simple. It's so easy, yet makes such a huge difference. Come out and see us. We're going to be doing this until 2. We got a new goal of 50. You guys can make it happen, and we're going to be doing this until 2 o'clock. Slumberland Furniture for my own duffel bag. It's Brock on WIRX. Rock 107 WIRX. Hey, make sure, go give her some Cedar Point passes before she gets out of here. Run, intern, run.
All right, do something.
We're doing my own duffel bag. Hanging out, having a great time. Slumberland Furniture in Benton Harbor, Napier, on 139, or in between 139 and Union.
Mm-hmm. Definitely having a good time out here. Meeting a lot of people, people coming in, dropping off duffel bags full of stuff, as well as cash donations. We've had a lot of that.
Exactly. You know, if you don't have time to go get a duffel bag, pick up supplies, that's totally fine. All right. Every little bit helps. Speaking of duffel bags, we hit our goal by like 9:45.
Right.
30 duffel bags.
Our original goal was 30.
Yep.
We anteed up.
Yep.
50.
50. And I know we can do it.
I got
right?
confidence.
We're doing
listeners.
This until 2, and we just need your guys' help. So come out, join us, help out the foster kids in this area. It means so much. We heard from Jordan
it's
before.
For a
we
great
talked
cause.
To Alex. Yeah, it's great.
You know, we just had two people just come into Slumberland to look at furniture.
Yeah.
Walking by. What are you guys doing here?
Yeah.
We told them what was going on. Oh, here's $20.
Yeah.
You know, that's awesome.
Makes a huge difference. So thank you to everyone who stopped by. Yeah, we had people from the Chocolate Garden just come by and drop off a bunch of supplies. Mm-hmm. Rogers Food Land.
Right, yeah, the two ladies that dropped off the cash were from Rogers.
That's awesome, man. Right. It's so great. The community reaching out, helping these kids. And believe me, it means the world. One thing, too, I also want to tell you about. They have the 4th Annual Berrien County Department of Health and Human Services Michigan Youth Opportunities Initiative 4-person scramble sponsored by Honor Credit Union.
You know we love some golf. You know we love some golf.
I just ran out of breath reading that. Anyway, they have an amazing golf fundraiser, and it's going on June 17th. It's a Friday, 10 a.m. shotgun start, 3 p.m. lunch. You have early registration, special deal going on now, $75 per person.
You know what? One of the greatest things about it, it's at Lake Michigan Hill.
Oh, I love that golf course.
Me too.
Love that golf course.
Pristine.
So here's another way you can help out these amazing kids, and not to mention, too, the parents. The parents that make huge sacrifices bringing these kids in and giving them a safe place to call home.
Registration fee includes 18 holes with a cart, putting contest, lunch,
prizes,
continental breakfast.
All sorts of great stuff. So we'll be telling you more about that, more about my own duffel bag. Come out and see us, Hunter and myself, along with intern Wesley Stipes. Broadcasting until 2 p.m. It's my own duffel bag. We'll be back. Rock 107 WIRX. Brock with Hunter.
Hey, man.
How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing well.
Good. We're we're pushing on. How many? We've been here for, what, 6 hours now?
We hit our goal of 30.
Yes.
Right away, actually.
Yeah.
And now we got a goal of 50. Had a couple more bags come in, and we are on track.
We are on track. And just remember, yes, you are helping out the foster kids of Berrien County, but if we hit these certain goals, we have intern. I was trying to think of another Wesley Snipes character.
But Blade.
Intern Blade. That's too cool for an intern name. Anyway, we're going to make the intern do something funny, silly, hilarious that we can all laugh at. So you can help out the kids. You can make us embarrass intern, and we'll have a great time. Of course, it is my own duffel bag going on strong, and you can come see us at Slumberland Furniture.
That's right, in between Union and 139 off Napier. Can't miss it.
It's May, obviously, and that is National Foster Care Month. And WIRX and our Rock Alliance is here to help these kids out. And we need your help as well. Seriously, even the smallest bit helps. We're going to tell you more about that as we keep going. Right now, it's Hailstorm. I Miss the Misery. It's my own duffel bag at Slumberland Furniture. It's WIRX. Rock 107 WIRX, Brock with Hunter.
All right.
Hanging out today for my own duffel bag.
That's right.
Going strong.
Hit our first goal. Our second goal of 50 is, like I said earlier, it's on track.
We need your help. Come out and see us, Slumberland Furniture. Again, you can get a duffel bag. Kiki and I went to Walmart. We got ours, got everything. It's not expensive.
No.
You think like, oh, we got it. No. Even the simplest little things help. And we're going to fill you in on more of that in just a little bit. We're also going to be talking with one of our amazing foster parents who, believe me, need need help too, just as much as the kids, and they're making a major sacrifice.
Very nice lady, Jessica.
Yes, of course. So that's coming up in just a few. We'll fill you in on more of the things we got going on here. My Own Duffel Bag, Slumberland Furniture, Brock with Hunter. It's WIRX. Hey there, gang. Brock here checking in once again from Slumberland Furniture on Napier in Benton Harbor between M139 and Union. Come out and see us. My Own Duffel Bag. You've heard us talk about it. It's been going just amazingly so far. We set a new goal because we reached our first one, and that makes me so happy to say you still got plenty of time. I know lunchtime is coming up, and you guys can still come out here, bring out duffel bags. We're taking cash donations, all sorts of great things going on. And again, we can't stress enough, every little bit helps these foster kids here in Berrien County. And speaking about helping out kids, we have a foster parent here. Jessica, hello.
Hi there.
How are you?
Good, thank you.
Good. Now, I got a whisper because we got little baby H right here.
Yes, we have baby H.
Oh. How old is he?
He just turned 2 months.
2 months old, and he's in the foster care program.
That's correct. We've had him for a little over a week now.
Oh, he's so cute. Look at him. He's sleeping. So, first, again, with all the people that work in foster care and the parents taking on such an undertaking. I mean, there are people out there that have kids and don't appreciate them for what they are, and people like you who literally take on other ones. What made you want to be a foster parent?
You know, my husband and I had been talking about foster care for probably 10 years now, and we had our little girl 5.5 years ago, and it really just became a family decision at that point. She's 5.5 now, and we really wanted to all just be on the same field on, you know, deciding on what to do together and making that like a family decision. And it's been one of the best decisions we've ever made.
Well, I give you all the praise in the world to literally you're helping out children, a kid that has had it rough, and something that we all take for granted. I think it's so amazing. I can't put in words what an amazing thing that is that you do.
Thank you. We get that a lot, but honestly, I feel so lucky just to have him.
God, you're humble too. That's amazing. Oh man, I'm sure my mom at times is like, oh, someone else take him, and you're like, all right, we'll take him on. No, that's great. Mom, I'm just kidding. You are wonderful. I love you so much. Are you going to keep doing the foster thing?
Yeah, absolutely. We became licensed fairly quickly and received him within days. So he's been our first, and we're just looking forward to whatever this journey brings us.
That's amazing. You're going to have him grow up, and he's got a family now, people that love him.
Yes,
and
absolutely.
I just think that's so amazing. And again, people, I want you to think about that. This little guy is 2 months old. And he had to be put in foster care. I want you to think about, well, you probably don't remember when you were 2 months, but put yourself 3, 5, 10, growing up, not having that safe place, not having that love. I can't even imagine. I can't imagine. And there are people out there like Jessica, like your husband, and many others that are opening their homes to these kids. The least we can do is help them out a little bit.
Yes, absolutely. I can't stress that enough. There's so many kids right now in need in Berrien County, and I really hope that those that are listening will really think about this and will try to make a difference in these kids' life.
Yeah, absolutely. Just help them out. They deserve it. They're sweet kids, every single one I've met. I mean, this baby has been so good. And for 2 months old, he's going to be a football player. I can see it. I can see it. Well, Jessica, again, thank you so much for everything that you do. Of course. Come out and see us. My Own Duffel Bag. Help out the kids in Berrien County, the foster kids. They need it. They'll be so appreciative, and we will be appreciative. So come out and see us doing this until 2. Brock with Hunter, Jessica, and all the other gang. For My Own Duffel Bag, it's WIRX. Rock 107, WIRX. Brock with Hunter, My Own Duffel Bag. Just got another cash donation from Wendy.
Wendy from United.
And thank you, Wendy from United. We appreciate it. Mm-hmm. Of course, everyone who's come in, helped us out. You've been so amazing. We're still going strong, though. We still got that goal of 50. Help us do it. Lunch is coming up. Mm-hmm. You're going to have a little bit of free time. We're going to tell you more in just a little bit. It's My Own Duffel Bag, Slumberland Furniture.
All right, right between Union and 139 on Napier Avenue. Big parking lot, yellow Hummer up front. Can't miss it.
WIRX, System of a Down now. Rock 107 WIRX, Brock and Hunter.
All right.
Hey, buddy.
How you doing?
I'm doing great, man.
Feeling good?
I'm feeling fantastic.
You feel full?
I do. Yes. We got some amazing lunch in our belly. Got
to give a big shout out to Plank's Tavern.
Yep. Inside the inn at Harbor Shores. I've been there numerous times. Their food is always on point. Fantastic. Yep. Awesome staff there.
Not to mention the facilities.
Yes. Yeah. So nice. Oh, good. So yeah, nice.
Big shout out to them. What'd you have?
It was a turkey sandwich, had some coleslaw on it, pressed hot sandwich.
So good.
So good, man. So good. So thank you, Planks. Now we got our second wind. We're going to power through this, man. It's my own duffel bag benefiting Berrien County foster children, and it's been so wonderful. We're here at Slumberland Furniture hanging out until 2 p.m.
Taking duffel bag donations, toothbrush, toothpaste, deodorant. Just stuff the duffel bag what you think your kids would like.
Maybe a little toy like Kiki and I. We bought these little, they were only like $1.50, the little basketball games.
The handheld games.
Yeah. Nice. Well, kid's not going to love that. Yeah, you know, exactly. It took everything I had not to open it and play with it. Right. So if also, I'm going to like it, the kids are going to like it.
All right. Also taking cash and check donations too. A lot of people, you know, don't have time to go to the store to get a duffel bag. That's fine.
Yes.
If you're on your way to lunch, just stop by, drop some cash off. And that's extremely appreciated.
We know you're taking lunch. We know we've seen you drive by.
Well, there he is right there.
Yeah, right there. You get in here.
Turn around.
All right. We will guilt you into this. No, everyone's been so wonderful, and we appreciate all the help. We still got a few more hours, and we want to power through. We want to finish strong. Help us reach our goals.
That's right. I was going to say, we still have a goal to hit.
Yes.
So let's stay focused here.
That's right.
And we will see you soon.
That's right. Slumberland Furniture, my own duffel bag. It's WIRX. Hey there, gang. Brock with Hunter.
Hey, man.
Checking in once again. We are at Slumberland Furniture hanging out my own duffel bag. What a great day it has been. We're going strong.
Holding it down here at Slumberland Furniture between Union and 139 off Napier.
Big.
There goes my microphone.
That's embarrassing. Oh, God. Get it together, Hunter. Right.
You'll see a big yellow Homer up front powered by Digital Vapor Den. That's right inside the doors. Come on in. Say hi.
I can't tell you how great this has been. People have been bringing in duffel bags. And also, there has been some questions. They're like, oh, well, do you need the duffel bag? Like, what? Anything. You can bring in an empty duffel bag. That's fine.
And you were talking about that, too. It doesn't have to be a duffel bag. It can be a backpack.
Yeah.
You know, a bag of some sort.
Yeah. Or cash donations were taken. Even if it's just, you know, things to put in the duffel bag, every little bit helps. I promise you, there is not a bad thing you can donate.
There was a lady who just brought in a bunch of accessories.
Yeah.
You know, like toothbrush, toothpaste, stuffed animals, water bottles they're taking.
Yeah.
Shampoo, soap.
Think about what your kid or maybe a young niece or nephew or cousin would like or would need, that's what they can use. All right, so help these kids out. Plus, we still have some PGA passes. We got Cedar Point passes. Those are free. You don't need to donate anything. We'd appreciate it, of course.
Right, right.
But we still got those we're giving away. So come in and see us hanging out at Slumberland Furniture for my own duffel bag till 2. It's Brock and Hunter. It's WIRX. Rock 107 WIRX, Brock with Hunter, broadcasting live from Slumberland Furniture, my own duffel bag.
All right, we're doing well.
We just had a huge group of lovely ladies come in. Make some noise.
Yeah. Let's
yeah. Donated a bunch of bags. We're going strong. I think we reached that next goal. Interns got to do something weird. We'll check back in. It's WIRX. Stick around. Rock 107 WIRX. It is my own duffel bag at Slumberland Furniture. Brock with Hunter.
Hey, man. What's going on?
Oh, well, I'm very happy because we hit our second goal.
That's right.
We probably got over the 40. Like we were saying, once we hit 40, we got to make the intern do something. And we got well over that.
We just had a bunch of ladies.
Ladies.
Walk in and donated a lot. So
yes, and also a buddy you knew and his friend came in, dropped off a bag with a cool wiffle ball bat.
Yep, riding his buddy from Lico. Thank you.
So now comes time where intern has to cash in. And, you know, we have our lovely cutout Katie here. Katie has many looks. And I figure I want to see what kind of game intern has.
Well, we got to paint the picture here. So Katie's look today is extremely muscular.
Bodybuilder Katie. She looks good. Looks tight, like she's doing a lot
That's what you're into, Brock.
So intern Wes is going to run his game on Katie.
So I'll be doing the voice of Katie.
All right. Have at it. Let's see.
So, cut out Katie, you come here often?
Yes, I do.
What do you like to do here? There's a lot of furniture.
Quit touching my hiney.
No, you got some pretty big muscles. Are they real?
Do you pump iron? I pump iron. I think you need to start pumping more iron.
I could try, but I might need a partner. What do you think?
Do you like the way I look? I've been seeing you staring at me from across the room.
Well, I couldn't help but stare. Who wouldn't? Look at you.
It's because you like... I can't do this anymore. I can't do this anymore.
Oh, you know what? I'm impressed. I think Katie would have went home with Intern West. Nicely done. Let's hear it for the intern. All right, we're going to be back in just a few. Having a great time here. My own duffel bag, Slumberland Furniture, back in a few. Hey, what's going on? Brock here, checking in once again from Slumberland Furniture in Benton Harbor here for my own duffel bag. We are having so much fun. Thank you, everyone who has come out. We're not done yet. We're going until 2 o'clock, so you still got time. If you're on your lunch break, again, any donation helps. We are almost to our goal of 50. You can get us there. It's been such a wonderful day. Hunter, you look different. Oh, it's not Hunter. It's my new co-host, Rachel. Hi, Rachel.
Hi.
How are you?
Good.
You're doing well? Having fun so far today?
Yes.
Yes. Rachel, how old are you?
I just turned 15 yesterday.
15? God, you'll be driving soon. Are you excited for that?
Yes.
Yes, you are. Going to go drive around, make mom and dad worry all the time. No. Rachel, how long have you been with your foster folks?
4 years.
4 years. Are they great people?
Yes.
They are. They are. So you were just 11 when they picked you. That's wonderful. So why do you think My Own Duffel Bag is a good event to do?
Because it's for a great cause, mm-hmm. for kids who don't get the opportunity to have stuff like everybody else.
Absolutely. That's you put it perfectly. So it's been going well so far. You giving us a thumbs up on this?
Yes, I am.
Awesome. So you think we should do it probably next year?
Yes.
And the year after that? And the year after that, then you can come back when you got a summer off from college and you're all smart and worldly. You excited for that?
Yeah.
Do you got any hobbies that you like to do?
I like to ride horses.
Ride horses? I actually rode a miniature pony once in a parade. It's a you know, a little tiny horse, and I looked funny. I had a little cowboy hat on. Would you want to do that? She's like, this guy's crazy riding miniature horses. How long you been riding horses?
For 2 years now.
Oh, that's awesome. So you're probably pretty good at it now, huh? Awesome. Do you have your own horse, or do you just go and ride them somewhere else?
I am leasing a pony.
Leasing a pony. Do you have a name for it?
Her name's Fancy.
Fancy. What a great horse name. That's awesome. Well, it is such an honor having you on here, Rachel. I'm so glad that you have an amazing family you're with now. And thank you for being a part of this. And tell Fancy I said hi, and give Fancy a little sugar cube for me next time you see her. All right. Thank you, Rachel. Thank you to all my kids that have been here today, all the parents, everyone. It's been wonderful. We're still going, though. Don't think that we're packing it up just yet. Come out and see us. You still got time to come in. Bring in those duffel bags. Bring in the stuff that we can fill those duffel bags with. We're taking cash donations. We still got goodies we're giving away. It's such a wonderful day. Slumberland Furniture, My Own Duffel Bag. It's WIRX. Rock 107 WIRX. Brock with Hunter.
Hey, man.
How you doing, buddy?
Doing well, up
here. Doing great, man. We are chugging right along. Got people in here right now, just dropped off 4 more bags. You know what? I'm going to say it. We have hit over 50 bags. There is no way we have not. So let's up the ante. We got an hour and a half left. Let's go for 70 bags.
70, I like that.
70 bags, all right? Help us make it happen for these kids. You've heard from a couple of them. They're great kids. The least we can do is help them out. My Own Duffel Bag, Slumberland Furniture. Come out and see us. It's your offspring.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey there.
Hey, man.
Hey.
Oi.
Hey. Hunter and I are getting loopy. The caffeine is worn off. Uh-huh. The sandwiches from Planks are really settled in my stomach right now.
Oh, so good.
It's so good. It's so good. We are having such an amazing time, of course, broadcasting live from Slumberland Furniture.
We'd like to, first of all, Slumberland Furniture is between Union and 139 off Napier. Huge parking lot. You'll see the Screaming Hill Hummer up front.
Yes.
We're right inside the doors.
Right inside the doors. You can't miss us. Here for My Own Duffel Bag, benefiting the Berrien County Foster children.
That's right. First off, we'd like to thank everybody who has donated so far. It's been an amazing turnout. A lot of people dropping off duffel bags. A lot of people dropping off cash.
There we go.
Oh, was my mic
your
off?
Your mic was off.
Oh, boy. Well, that's great.
I was like, I'm hearing you. Anyway. Leave us alone. We've been up since 5:30.
Right. Well, thank you for everybody for donating. That's awesome.
So. Yeah, it's been great. Mm-hmm. It's been fantastic, man. Of course, there's still a lot going on. You can come in. We're here for about another hour and 15 minutes. I do want to put a sense of urgency on this, all right? Come out here and see us. Donate your stuff. Help out these amazing foster kids. We've got to meet a few of them today, and what a great group of kids.
Exactly, man.
And it's the least we can do is help them out a little bit.
It's the nicest kids you would ever meet.
And all they deserve is the same happiness as every other kid out there, and we can at least provide a little bit of that.
Discussing that, you know, it takes you back, you know, especially all the things that have been happening today. It makes you really think, man, you know, we really did have a great parents.
Yeah.
And to put yourself in their shoes, it makes you really appreciate, you know, what you listeners are doing.
Absolutely.
You know, for the kids today. So.
Everyone involved, Hunter hit the nail on the head. So make sure you come out and see us. I do want to mention also, too, for some reason you can't make it out today, there's another great way you can help out. The 4th Annual Berrien County Department of Health and Human Services Michigan Youth Opportunities Initiative 4-person scramble sponsored by Honor Credit Union going on Friday, June 17, 2016, 10 a.m.
Right. If you like to hit the links, this is a tournament to go to.
And you get to help out a great cause.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know about you, but a day on the golf course helping out a great cause, that's the best day ever, Hunter.
Can't beat that, my friend.
You cannot. We can tell you more about that. Of course, you can find out more. Right now, they have a special deal going on, $75 early registration, and that is until the 27th.
Mm-hmm.
So check it out, man. Come out. See us. My own duffel bag. Slumberland Furniture in Benton Harbor. Brock with Hunter. We'll be back. It's WIRX. Rock 107 WIRX, Brock with Hunter, my own duffel bag at Slumberland Furniture.
That's right. Got to give you a big shout out to Matt Borey. Thank you for your donation, man.
Awesome. Thank you to everybody. Mm-hmm. We appreciate it. We're going to check back in a little bit. Rock 107 WIRX, my own duffel bag going strong in Slumberland Furniture in Benton Harbor. I have Mary Beth with me. Hello.
Hello. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good.
Good. Now, Mary Beth, you are a foster parent.
I am.
Now, I want to say, as much as I have loved all of these kids that have come through, they're awesome, just well-spoken, sweet kids.
They are.
I want to compliment you as well. And you and all, we met Jessica before, who is a foster parent as well.
Oh, awesome.
I really can't tell you how awesome it is that you chose to take these kids in and make them a part of your lives and try and show them the love and care and just making them feel safe. And they're not, I mean, they're not your kids.
Right.
And you said, no, come here. Let me make you feel better.
Right. They are. They're awesome. They're my kids now.
Yeah. Well, good. There you go. There you go.
Yeah. I tell them once they're in my house, they're always part of my family.
Awesome.
So,
that's fantastic.
So, yeah. And more people should look into it. It's not nearly as hard as you think it is. And tons of support. And means a lot to a kid.
That's great.
So, yeah.
It does.
Awesome.
And what made you, how long have you been a foster parent? How did you get started with
about
it?
About 2.5, 3 years now. And it's just something that my husband and I thought about for a long time, and the time got right with our own kids, and we asked them, and they all supported it, and so we've been doing it ever since. We love it. So
that's fantastic.
Yeah,
that's fantastic. So how many kids do you have now?
At the moment, I don't have any.
Any?
No, I've been doing what they call respite care. So,
okay.
If you're a foster parent and you need a weekend off, you can call some of us that do respite care. And we'll take them for the weekend and hang out, and then you can kind of get a break from them.
Because, again, even though they're wonderful kids, parents still need to be parents, and they still need a break every once in a while. I'm looking at you. well, that's great. And I just think it's so wonderful, everything that you guys do. And looking at the board, we have 350-plus foster kids in this area and only 80 foster homes.
Right.
I'm no math whiz, but that's kind of a strong ratio, more kids to parents.
Right,
so,
exactly. So, yeah, the more people can do it, and the awesome, best part about it is you can decide – you know, what age, mm-hmm. what race, how many kids you want to take, everything.
Yeah.
And they really, really work with you and keep you in those standards. So
that's
you
fantastic.
Never feel like you're being pushed into it.
Awesome. So. Fantastic. Well, if you have any questions, you can come out here, ask. Of course, you can find out more online as well. But thank you so much for coming out.
You're welcome.
Thank you for doing what you do. Of course, it's my pleasure. My own duffel bag still going strong. You have until 2 o'clock to get out here and donate. Help us just blow our goals out of the water because we've been doing such a great job. At Slumberland Furniture, it's Brock on WIRX. Rock 107 WIRX. Hello there, friends. Hold on, I got to get readjusted here. I am Hunter. Fill time while I'm putting my headphones on.
Hey, what are you sitting in over there? That looks like a pretty nice chair.
It's a very nice chair.
So here's our situation right now. We've been sitting at the little announcer booth all morning. And finally, I look over at Brock. I'm like, you know what? We're surrounded by comfortable furniture everywhere.
It's amazing.
Let's try it out. Let's test it out.
Yeah. I'm mad at myself for not doing this sooner. I got my legs up.
I am sitting in a very comfortable half circle couch.
Well, this is a stylish couch.
I don't even know what you would call this.
You know, I would call it something that came right out of Andy Warhol's collection
in New York City.
That's how I liken it working here.
Yeah, man, that's right. We're gonna chat with Dave. He's gonna give us a rundown on what's going on here in just
right,
a little bit
at Slumberland.
Because as everyone knows, we've been doing this since 5:30 this morning, mm-hmm. broadcasting live from Slumberland. They came here early, opened the doors early just mm-hmm. for us, just so we could do this, and that's awesome.
Right. Slumberland Furniture, easy to find between Union and M139 on Napier Avenue. Screaming Yellow Hummer up front. We're here till 2 o'clock.
2 o'clock. A little bit of time left.
Lots of people coming in, dropping off the duffel bags.
It's been amazing.
Cash donations. And finally, Brock and I got to find a couch.
A couch. All right. We're going to chat with Dave here in just a second. It's my own duffel bag, Slumberland Furniture, mm-hmm. WIRX. Hey there. Brock here checking in once again. Oh, man. We've been doing this for almost 8 hours. My own duffel bag, Slumberland Furniture. What a great day. What an amazing day. Speaking of Slumberland Furniture, who was so kind as to open their doors early. You guys were here before us, making sure the doors were open, the lights were on so we could get started. I have Dave. Hello, Dave.
Hello. How's it going today?
It's going great. It's going amazingly.
Oh, this is just rocking here. Over 60 duffel bags. You guys are killing it.
I'm so happy. It's been so great. But really, we got to say thank you so much to Slumberland Furniture for letting us come here, letting us do this broadcast. It's been, well, now that I've found a very comfortable chair.
And you look very comfortable right now.
My eyes are getting heavier. I'm just relaxed. So what, you guys got stuff going on here that people need to know about?
Yeah, this weekend is our Memorial Day sale. Things are getting 70% discounted.
Jeez.
Come on down, man. There's lots of good deals to be had here.
Let's say you're in the market for something, right? And there's other places around. Why would you go anywhere else except for this place, who, one, has an amazing selection, has an awesome staff, and then, two, open their doors to help the kids of Berrien County?
Me being a former foster care child of Berrien County, this is really awesome that my owner does this.
I didn't know you were a former foster kid.
Yes, I am. Back in the 80s, 81 through 86.
Look at that. Look at that. It was meant to be.
That's right.
This was meant to be.
That's right.
I can't say enough amazing things about you, the entire staff here, Slumberland, for letting us do this. And it's been great. I know. I know Jim's in the back. I think he's just as tired as the rest of us. He had to get here.
He had to be here early this morning. Yeah.
Well, that's great. Well, Dave, thank you so much. Again, people, come out. Memorial Day sale.
Yes.
Big savings from an awesome store.
Yes. Come see us this weekend. We'll take care of you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, Dave, thank you so much, man. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
It's my own duffel bag. Anybody got a time? What time is it? Check your phone.
It is 1:23.
1:23. You got 37 minutes to get out here, get your stuff donated, and help out the kids.
Let's get over that 70 threshold. Let's get to 75,
people.
Let's do it.
We can do it.
With your help.
That's right. All right. We'll check back in a few. It's WIRX. Rock 107 WIRX. Brock with Hunter. Intern Wes is here as well. We are plugging right along, man.
Mm-hmm.
We got about what, like a half hour left?
Trucking. Right along.
Life's a garden. Dig it, man.
Right.
I don't know. My brain is just mush at this point. What a great day, though, it's been. Hanging out at Slumberland Furniture, my own duffel bag. You still got time to come here and see us. Mm-hmm. Get your donations in.
We know you're out at lunch.
Yeah.
We've seen you driving by Slumberland. I know it's a big parking lot, but we see you driving
by. I know.
By.
We're back here. Back in the back by the Screaming Yellow Hummer, powered by Digital Vapor Den. Mm-hmm. And it has been a great day.
It's been an amazing day.
We've exceeded any expectation that I had.
You know, meeting a lot of listeners and just understanding, you know, these people are dropping and donating this stuff, you know, out of their own free will.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's amazing, man.
Yeah, it really is. So thank you to everyone who has stopped out. We still got some time. Come out and see us and help out these awesome kids here in Berrien County.
Mm-hmm.
It's such a great cause, and we're honored to be a part of it. And we'll check in a little bit here. I think we got one more time you're going to hear from us. We're going to wrap this bad boy up. So don't delay.
Mm-hmm.
It's Brock and Hunter, Slumberland Furniture, my own duffel bag. It's WIRX. 107 WIRX, Brock with Hunter.
All right, man. What's up?
Oh, whew. We are just about done.
All right, how you feeling?
I'm good, man. I feel great.
You know, I feel good inside.
I'm tired, exhausted. My voice hurts, but you know what? It was for an amazing cause.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to check in one last time. You guys still got about 17 minutes to come out and see Hunter and myself. You can come here, insult the intern if you want to. Whatever you want. No.
Poor guy.
Yeah, that's right. Poor guy. You take it. and help us finish off my own duffel bag with a bang. It's been such a great day, and we got a lot of people to thank when we come back. So stick around. It's my own duffel bag, Slumberland Furniture, Brock and Hunter. It's WIRX. We'll be back.
Highway to hell.
No, we're on a highway to heaven. After today and the good deeds that we've done, if the big guy upstairs says no, I'm going to be like, you son of a... Anyway, we are wrapping things up. What a amazing, amazing day.
I really feel good.
I feel
great about...
I couldn't feel better.
You know, I really feel great about the listeners out there taking the time to come over.
Yeah.
And donating.
Let's take a moment.
It's amazing.
Thank you to the listeners out there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the people that listen to WIRX taking time out of their day, like you said, money out of their pocket to help these kids out. How awesome is that? They deserve all the props.
Absolutely amazing. We had way more than 60 people come out today.
Absolutely.
We had a final count on the bags.
I believe we had 55 duffel bags, $200. In cash donations.
That's amazing.
Not to mention all the other, like, little things that people brought in to stuff the duffel bags. There's a wiffle ball bat. I mean, awesome things.
You know what the most amazing thing about the cash part of this is? We didn't really plan on the cash at first. We in the beginning of the broadcast, we looked over and we're like, we can take cash, right?
Yeah.
And they kind of looked around at each other like, yeah, of course. You know,
and look at that, $200.
$200 later.
You know what they can buy with $200?
That's unbelievable.
$200 worth of stuff.
Right.
You like that? What can you get for $200?
My God, your math is amazing.
I tell you. So, again, I just want to say, first and foremost, a huge, huge, huge thank you to Slumberland Furniture for letting us come out here today. Jim, Dave, the entire gang.
Right,
for
getting up early with us.
Getting up early and letting us do this, being a part of this amazing event, my own duffel bag. They rock.
Mm.
If you need anything.
Right.
Come out here.
I was going to say, come out to Slumberland Furniture. Huge store, huge inventory.
That's right.
Lots of different furniture to pick from. It's an amazing store.
I just heard something weird in my headphone. Sounded like a little, I don't know. I need to get off the air.
Right.
Because I've been on air for entirely too long.
Are you getting tired?
I'm beyond tired. I'm loopy. I'm slap happy. I think I'm in a great mood. Yeah, so Slumberland, awesome. They got their Memorial Day sale going on this weekend, so a lot of savings. Thank you, of course, to everyone who works the Berrien County Foster Kids. I got my Darlene Leonard, Heather Hoffman, Amanda Olson, the foster parents. We got to see Jessica, Lisa, the kids. We got to talk to Jordan, Rachel, Alex was here. What an amazing group of people.
We had people from Lico. We had people from the Chocolate Garden, Rogers Foodland, Lake Michigan Hills. I mean, people from all over the community come out helping out the kids.
What a great thing. I hope we didn't miss anybody. Thank you all so much. for making our board op Brian in the studio for making sure things go off without a hitch. It's making us sound like we know somewhat what we're doing. This is great. So and Lorraine for helping us out with all this stuff. It's just amazing.
And we want to let everybody know too, you can donate to the end of the day, and not only to the end of the day, the end of the month.
That's right. So if you didn't get out here, you can still donate, plenty of time, and help out these amazing kids. I'm so happy. What a great day.
It's awesome.
All right, let's get out of here. Let's go grab a couple beers, huh?
I like that.
Sounds good. Intern, pack us up. We'll see you guys later. Thank you all so much. It's WIRX, Brock and Hunter, my own duffel bag. What a great success. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.